It's O'Neill Outside. On News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls, from Black Powder Headquarters at the Bojangles Studio, high on the mountains and in the mountains in North Georgia. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new unused Saturday morning. I started to say the second. Welcome to the program, everyone. It's 6 minutes after the hour. We've got another hour of outdoors headed your way, and we hope you'll find time to join us. The telephone numbers are 404-872-0750 across the Atlanta, Georgia area, and on the SB Nation and WSB as it blasts its way across the East Coast, the telephone numbers are 800-972-8255. That's 800-972-8255, and you can tune us in live on Facebook. And we have some questions from folks from Facebook, and we'll get to that. Woman Williams is here. She's all dressed up this morning, and I came to find out that she has, out of all the years that she's been on the air here from the cabin, she's never worn the same outfit. And I'm kidding. The same thing every day.
I have to do is have a different color shirt.
Well, that's true.
Or top.
That's true.
You know.
Well,
and you wear the same thing all the time, so there you go.
Well, yeah, I'm just a creature of habit.
You shouldn't have told that secret. You shouldn't have told that. Now people will be watching to see if I wear the same thing.
That's okay. Mm. I'm always interested.
Okay. Of course.
You bet. Let's see. What am I going to? Oh, you can. I would encourage you to visit O'NeillOutside.com, whereby you can sign into the Southern Grind Guestbook, so that you could win a Southern Grind knife either on television or radio. And you can tune in O'Neill Outside Podcast. We're on SoundCloud and very soon to be on iTunes. And let's see, what else can you do there? Oh, you can watch all of the O'Neill Outside 2018 and 2019 fishing shows that have already been aired. So, we got a lot going on there. Plus, right here, another full hour of outdoors on O'Neill Outside from the Bojangles studio. This is O'Neill along with Woman Williams and Corey and Karen and Brian and the whole group of people who sends all this out to you, and we'll be back.
This is a traffic red alert from the WSB 24-hour traffic center.
This is a red alert, I-20 eastbound just past MLK Drive. All lanes are still blocked. You can use MLK as an alternate. That's I-20 eastbound just past MLK Drive. Use Martin Luther King Drive as an alternate. Mike Boozer, WSB.
This is Dave Baker. Every plumber Mr. Plumber sends to your home is fully licensed with thousands of hours of training, and only Mr. Plumber's making this offer on your new water heater. Buy your next 40 or 50 gallon gas or electric water heater from Mr. Plumber, and they'll upgrade you to their best 10-year tank warranty for the price of a 6-year warranty. Saves about $300. Mr. Plumber includes a new expansion tank, new ball valve, and super strong gas flex lines. The official plumbers of my home fix it show, my water heater heroes. Mr. Plumber.
O'Neill has cooked up a new line of real lubes, gun oils, and deck cleaners. We created these from green energy sources that lube, oil, and clean. They last longer, penetrate narrow spaces much better, are completely odorless, and will swab the boat deck like no other. What's the difference? New green energy formulas. That makes the difference. Your muzzleloader barrel will sparkle, rifle action will be silent, and reels will be silky and long-lasting. Visit O'Neill Outside. And order now. Can a grocery store be so unique it can be a destination? Striplings is. People travel from all around just to shop at Striplings. Takes us 2 hours, but it's worth it. The deli, the seasonings, the prime ribeyes and fillets, special sausage, seasoned hamburgers, ultra fresh shrimp and crab legs. Gail and I load up. Striplings is in Bogart near Athens. Give Striplings a try. Believe me, it's a great destination.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS. buys cars for kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Well, Gail and I have had our tough shed for a while now, and I really don't know how we got along without it. It's full, and that didn't take long. Gail got most of the space, which was not a surprise. She really loves it. I have a bunch of tackle and tools on one wall and some space in a corner. I doubt I'll get more. What meant most to me is that the Tough Shed folks built it so it looks like it belonged there, with cedar siding and a green metal roof, so it fits in just right with the cabin. Our Tough Shed is solid as a rock, has two shelves all around the walls, a loft, a big double door on the side so I can drive my mower and four-wheeler inside instead of leaving them out under the trees. If you need a place to store your stuff where it's safe and you can get at it, get a Tough Shed. You can find out just what you want. Shapes, sizes, colors, porches, all designed just for you at toughshed.com. That's toughshed.com. Look them up and get your own Tough Shed.
This is a rerun, boys and girls. Don't bother to call. There's no one here to answer. Besides, Gail and I aren't here. We're all playing. Just listen and enjoy.
The clearer the water, the smaller the bait, and the more natural color. The dirtier the water, the stained water, add color to the bait. And a spinnerbait, it doesn't matter what color you use as long as it's chartreuse. Bone color's good in stained water. The color of the jig should be changeable or be changed according to the color of the water. All right, what else you got?
I can't find his name now, but we certainly appreciate the fact that he wrote in and said he bought your oils and stuff, and his reel, and he's used it, and he likes it very much, and that his reels are operating
great,
superbly.
Well, it gives me the opportunity for some self-promotion, that being O'Neill's Oils, which you can purchase only at O'NeillOutside.com. Give them a try. They're green-based. It's not a petroleum product. For your reels, it displaces the water.
Ooh.
For your muzzleloader and gun finishing oils, it's not static. It doesn't collect dust. It has no odor. And it lasts 5 times longer than conventional oils. It's worth it to give it a try. Go to O'Neill Outside. You can buy it there. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then Chase Jonas wants to know about walleye on Lake Lanier and what time of year.
February full moon. There may be some still up the river, but I imagine that river is muddy. You can catch them the last hour of the day on live bait, but there's a way to determine how far you go up the river. If the boat is not bouncing on the rocks, then you haven't gone far enough. But let me do this with you. Visit O'NeillOutside.com. Click on television. And you can watch that show. You can download and watch the television show that tells all about fishing for walleye out of Lake Lanier. The time, the bait, the restocking of the walleye, because that's where some of your license fees and money and excise taxes went very constructively to stock walleye in Lake Lanier, and the best tasting fish in fresh water, the walleye. All right, what else? Anything? Let's see if I have a call here.
I think so.
And yes, I have several calls.
Yay.
And it's 16 after the hour. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. I didn't bring him up as quickly as I should have. And there's Mac from Lake Lanier with the Ram Fishing Report. Good morning, Mac.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you?
Good. I understand the lake is as high as it's ever been. How about that?
We recorded our second highest lake level ever since impoundment.
Oh, my goodness.
On the 24th, I believe it was. And if it rains like they're talking about tomorrow, we may break a record. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to rain. You guys all over the country aren't interested in this, but it's going to rain like 3 inches or something like that tomorrow. Is it not, or supposed to?
We have the potential to get 1 to 3 inches.
Wow. Or what does that do to the fishing, Mac?
It's moved. The fishing's good, but it's moved everything. And we're getting all that influx of new water in the rivers. It'll push some fish out of the rivers, maybe out of the creek.
Uh-huh.
Then once it modifies, you can use your advantage. When it becomes stained and it's not muddy, that's a plus. So
yes.
Then a lot of fish when the lake comes up, they'll get shallow. So it's giving the opportunity to fish for shallow fish, bass and crappie. So it's really good if you know how to use it. Don't let it intimidate you. Just if you're in that brown, dirty, muddy water, that's negative. But other than that, it's good.
Okay. I was never good enough to fish in dirty, muddy water. The fresh, dirty, muddy water. I was never good enough for that. I always respected people who could get that done.
That's the toughest condition you can count. Unless you can add one more adjective in there. If it's the winter and it's really cold, new, dirty water, that's hard.
That's when I stayed home, Mac.
Yeah, those fish don't like that. I don't think they stay in it a lot of times. I think they leave, and the ones that are there are hard to catch. So
you bet.
Stay away. Now, once it turns to that mud or stain, it tends to warm up quicker. Mm-hmm. I think you've got the fish are not as weary in it. They're not as aware of you, so they're easier to catch.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I get tickled at people always trying to find the cove without it. Cove or the side of a point with no wind on it.
Well, that's a convenience, but it's a negative for catching a fish.
Yeah, that's a negative. You're right. You need to have some wind to break up the sunlight.
It camouflages you, and again, I think a fish in a windy scenario less weird. Really slick water, particularly on Lake Lake Lanier, and you can throw in most all the North Georgia lakes where it's really clear. That wind is your, what's a good word? It's your buffer? It's your...
Yes.
It's that extra, you need to catch that extra fish.
Yeah, and after I let you go here, I've got a great tip about that. But all right, Mac, I guess you're fishing today.
I'm getting ready to fire up the old Hayes Rim and go right now, brother.
Mighty fine. All right, be safe. And we'll be on rerun next week, so I'll talk to you on the 16th.
Sleeping in next week. Woohoo!
There you go. Thanks for calling, Mac. It's always a pleasure, pal. You bet. I'll see you soon. Let's see if I've got time. I've got time for this, I'll bet. Let's talk to Mark in Camden County. Let's bring up Mark. Good morning, Mark. It's O'Neill. You're on the air. Welcome.
Good morning, O'Neill. How you doing?
Yeah, you getting ready for turkey season, sir?
Dude, I was born ready for turkey season.
yes, you are. Where are you headed? Where are you headed today?
I've got a couple of young fellas from the Fort want to go fishing. That's some.
You're gonna have to turn your radio off, Mark.
Uh-oh.
Or whoever's in the truck with you, you need to tell them to be quiet.
I got you. I had you on my Bluetooth. I guess it's the best enough.
Aha, that's it.
Yep. But I headed to the Snapper Banks today. I've got a couple of students from the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center today.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. Mark, I'm not going to be able to talk to you, pal. I can't hear you well enough to carry on a conversation. So how about trying it one more time?
Try it again. I mean, how's that?
There you go. You made it.
Yep. I had the streaming app going, but my phone's messing up another. I apologize.
It's all right. Well, you got to stay in touch more often, sir. I've been missing you.
I will. I'll make sure and call you next Saturday, and maybe we'll be better line to give you a report from the brother. All right.
Next Saturday, we'll be in rerun, so I'll have to look forward to talking with you on the 16th. We have some engineering things to accomplish next week. Mark, this is I love you, son, but this is a waste of time. I'll catch you I'll catch you in a couple of weeks, pal. Be safe.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Mark. Let's see if I can... this screen, I'm telling you, I just, this, okay, he's gone now in any case. I hope he didn't have a wreck. It's almost 22 after the hour. When we return, we will have something else going on. I don't know what it is. And O'Neill and Woman Williams and Karen and Brian and Corey and Jason, we'll all see you well, I'm already late for the break. I'll see you later.
Can I...
This is a traffic red alert from the WSB 24-hour traffic center.
This is a red alert West Expressway, I-20 eastbound just past MLK Drive. You got an injury crash blocking all lanes. Use MLK Drive as your alternate. Mike Boozer, WSB.
Now let me tell you something. Food plots are all the rage, and it's for a good reason. They absolutely work. Hunters are planting them all across the country. They're seeing more deer and bigger deer. Let me tell you something, now you listen to me. The most important thing you will ever do to ensure food plot success is to do a soil test. This can be the difference between the best food plot and total failure. It'll tell you exactly what type of fertilizer and whether you need to add lime, all those things. Here's some great news. A soil test is easy to do and it's inexpensive and you save money really over the long term. Well, the Whitetail Institute offers soil testing kits. And right now, they're offering free shipping. Go to thewhitetailedinstitute.com or call them at 800-688-3030. You'll talk to a live person. Whitetailedinstitute.com or 800-688-3030. Then when you're seeing lots of deer next year, you can thank O'Neill. O'Neill here for the Governor's Gun Club in Powder Springs and Kennesaw. And boy, have they ever done it again. You have to check out their new virtual training systems. Listen, including a virtual range add-on where you can take on a variety of scenarios, including moving targets, hunting simulations, and judgment calls using real guns and live rounds. This is the ultimate live fire experience. And did I mention they have the nation's premier indoor shotgun field. Indoors, did you hear me? You can shoot trap no matter what the weather is like outside. Between the awesome ranges, indoor archery, and massive retail sales floor, and their private members lounge featuring one of the best restaurants in Atlanta, they have it all. There may be other shooting ranges out there, but nothing compares to the Governor's Gun Club. It's open to the public. Give it a shot.
Isn't it worth knowing what's really going on? With your tax dollars, on your roads, in your schools, inside your local government, and in your community. Now more than ever, the source matters. Real journalism, real local impact. From the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, it's worth knowing what's really going on. And it's worth your support.
This is a rerun, Nationwide, boys and girls. Don't Seattle, bother to call. There's no California, one here to answer. Besides, Gail and I aren't here. We're all playing.
Houston,
just listen,
Dallas,
and enjoy.
Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, throughout the Northeast on WEEI and all the way to Lake Okeechobee in South Florida. So, I forgot to tell you, I have to do this now, bear with me, that the program is brought to you every Saturday by the Whitetail Institute, Hayes Auto Dealership, Tough Shed, Striplings, Works Tools, True Turn Hooks and Roadrunner Lures, the Governor's Gun Club, O'Neill's Gun Oils, Real Lubes and Deck Cleaners. You notice I spend more time with that. Snellville Heating and Air, Zach Brown Knives, Timbuktu and Fisher's Choice Bodyplex, and Alpharetta and Jasper O'Neill Outside, People and Places Along the Way. Did you order one of the books yet? Are we selling that book? We must be. You got to pay attention. I'm talking to you.
I don't handle that department.
Well, People and Places Along the Way, it's O'Neill Outside. People and Places Along the Way. You can get it at Amazon and at O'NeillOutside.com. And finally, hey, look, did I show you this? We have a new sponsor, Rush Creek Guide Service.
I heard that when I was
listening
upstairs.
Rush Creek Guide Service. All right, 26 after the hour. Now let's talk to Hank the Yank. I think he's still on the air right there with Hank the Yank. What do you say, my friend?
Hey, buddy. How are you this morning?
Where in the world have you been all week?
Well, I've been running back. You know, this is show season for me still, you know?
Oh, there
I'm
you
not,
go.
I'm not guiding as much. I just, O'Neill, I'm going to tell you about a great event I just came back from last weekend, which is why I didn't call. I was up in North Carolina, over by Beaufort, Atlantic Beach, Morehead City. You familiar with it?
Yes.
Well, I got to go to the Cape Lookout Fly Fishers and did a presentation for those guys on Friday night. It was a packed house. We had a great time. And then on Saturday morning, I had the privilege of doing a fly tying seminar for the club. But the club invited a bunch of Project Healing Waters members. And Project Healing Waters is an organization where we get a bunch of servicemen who have come off deployment with various injuries. Mm-hmm. And we must have had 8 or 10 Marines tying flies Saturday morning last week. And if I tell you the North Carolina redfish and false albacore don't stand a chance after watching these Marines tie flies.
I'll bet not. I bet they really go after them.
It was great. It was really, like I said, it was a privilege to be able to lead a tying seminar with those folks. They're just
good for you.
Incredible.
Good for you and good for them.
And that's what's happening. I have not been fishing. I'm actually getting ready to do a little R&R. I'm heading out to, I'm going bone fishing next week. So I'm glad you're on vacation, taking next Saturday off, because I won't be able to call in.
Okay, so, where will you be next Saturday bone fishing, sir?
I am leaving Tuesday, coming back Saturday night. We're going to Grand Bahama Island, Freeport.
Oh, man. Well, thank you. I appreciate the invitation. I really do. I'm sorry I can't go.
Well, you know, the only reason I didn't invite you is because Hal Coleman asked me to invite him before I invited you.
Oh, is he going to go with you?
Matter of fact, he's not.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
He's not. No. But anyway, that's what's happening. You know, Lanier has been fishing very on and off. From what I hear the last few weeks, for my kind of fishing anyway, where we need to get shallow in the backs of the coves this time of year. You know, this is the time of year when you and I did it 20 years ago, and we had those fish in the backs of a cove with a creek running in, and that's what we're about to experience right now.
Yep, there you are. It's going to rain like mad, so it's going to continue foul of the trout fishing, huh?
Listen, the trout, there is no trout fishing. You know, the trout, by the way, any of our listeners in Alabama and Florida who want our water, you've got plenty of it. You can have a little more if you need it.
Okay, that's right. Well, you know, I understand that a great many of the lakes that are in North Florida, Talquin and Jackson, that's really water that's rainwater that landed in Georgia.
Really?
That's water table water that goes south from Georgia into North Florida.
How about that?
Isn't that something? See what you learn by calling the show. It's unbelievable.
Well, you know it would be nice then, those people that are drinking our Georgia, the water that really originated in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Maybe those folks living in around that area of Florida will start becoming Georgia Bulldog fans.
They'll go woof, woof, woof. That
sick 'em.
Drop the Gators, huh, in Georgia.
Drop,
all right.
Drop the Gators.
Listen, I hope you have a great trip, sir. You deserve it.
Well, good. I appreciate it. It's always good speaking to you guys. And, you know, in a couple of weeks, we'll be fired back. O'Neill, I can't even get my boat off the lip. We don't even have electricity on our dock right now because the water is so high that it's over the electrical box. So I can't even charge my trolling motor or get my boat down off the lift. It's unbelievable.
Oh, boy. All right, tell me, I want to ask you a couple of questions. Let's see if my time's all right. Yeah, I'm okay. What's the biggest bonefish you ever caught?
9 pounds on a fly rod.
Okay, and what is the best fly that you use bonefishing in the Bahamas?
Boy, oh boy, that is that's a loaded question. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say there are a lot of really great flies that catch bonefish that are world famous. I designed a fly probably about 25 years ago called a bonefish scampi that Umpqua Feather Merchants, which is the largest fly manufacturer on the planet, when they put a bonefish package together for people, a selection of 8 or 10 flies to go anywhere in the world to catch bonefish, my bonefish scampi is included in it. And it's a shameless plug, but it really is a wonderful fly.
Well, good for you. That's
so
terrific.
That's what we will be catching them on. And one day, if you remind me, I'll tell you a great story about the bonefish scampi and Shaw Grigsby.
Okay.
That will just knock your socks off.
Is Shaw still on the air with his television show?
Yeah, he is. But he's on one of those, he's on one of the cable, like the Outdoor Channel or one of those channels.
Okay.
He's still doing one more cast. He is.
Yeah, he's legitimately one of the nicest guys in the business that I ever met.
He's incredible. He's as genuine as they come. And I will tell you, which is so interesting about Shaw, and Shaw has told me this about many of the anglers, the top anglers that are on the bass fishing circuits, is that, believe it or not, about 50 to 60% of them love to fly fish in their spare time.
Oh, boy. Well,
Grigsby is one of the, he is easily one of the best tarpon anglers on fly rod in the United States. He's right up there with some of the best.
Well, I will tell you that you didn't ask, but I want you to know that my number one fly terminal tackle is Joe Scandori's Glowbug. And there's
Listen,
a whole story
a good weekend,
behind
Leonard,
that, right?
Say hi to Gail for me.
Yeah, I will do that. I'll see you soon, pal.
All right, bye.
Hey, have a great trip. There you go. There you go. Okay. Joe Scandori's Glowbug is one that he showed me. Okay, it's 34 after the hour. I think I've got time for
what
this.
What about,
pardon me?
Best feed to put out to keep turkeys in your yard, not to hunt them, just to have them in your yard.
Okay, just turkey food, huh?
Turkey, yeah. What do you put out? I know some people up here on the mountain feed them.
Feed them corn, and there's all kinds of stuff.
What, you just go to the feed store?
Yeah, that's, chicken feed.
Chicken feed, whatever.
Yeah, just chicken feed.
Okay.
Let's see if I've got time for this, because he's been holding on. Chris is calling from Canton, I believe. We got to get right to it, Chris, if we can. Oops. If I could make this thing work better, I'd probably be better at it. Good morning, Chris. It's O'Neill. Welcome.
Good morning, O'Neill.
Hey.
Hey, on turkeys, if you go in and can you spook them off the ridge or roost? I know they probably have different spots they roost, but if you go in, can you change their pattern?
I'm sorry, I'm missing the question, Chris. Tell me again. I'm sorry, I just barely can hear you. Say again, please.
If you go in, like, if you sometimes you'll spook a big buck off the area and they'll change areas, will the turkeys do the same thing if they're roosting and you go in there?
Yeah, pretty much. Of course, he's unpredictable in many cases, but generally, take your best shot with what you know to understand, but you don't have to be as flexible. You know what works for me? In turkey hunting is always do the same thing.
Okay.
I always do exactly the same thing until that fails. But of course,
I know you got to go, but being that it's been a warm February, will they be on the nest earlier?
No, they will not. It doesn't have anything to do with the temperature. It's all the number of hours of daylight.
Oh, it's the same as deer.
Same as deer.
Oh, okay.
It's the increased number of hours of daylight instead of the decreasing number of hours of daylight.
Okay, I didn't know that. Thank you.
Yes, all the photo period.
Great.
Yeah, weather's got nothing to do with it.
Thank you, O'Neill.
You bet. Have a great weekend, pal. Glad you called. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside, and let me drop that one right there, and we'll be back with the Medal of Honor tribute when we return.
John Campbell was born the son of an Alabama sharecropper in 1914.
His ingenuity led to True Turn hooks being the staple go-to hook for anglers worldwide. His sons, Wes and Steve, and the family of employees have turned that simple idea into a lineup of products for fishermen. Daiichi, Roadrunner, Real Magic, Team Catfish, Mr. Crappy. So as your fishing trips begin, know that these brands are packed with pride and loyalty. True Turn, Roadrunner, at retailers everywhere. While living in Snellville, Gail and I always used Snellville Heating, Air, and Plumbing, whether it was for installation, repair, or maintenance. That's what those people do there. What made Snellville Heating, Air, and Plumbing our first choice when we moved there was their history of having served Metro Atlanta since 1988. Our whole family does now. Snellville Heating and Air is a Trussdale certified business, and that meant a lot to us too. Licensed, insured, affordable, reliable, and consistent. Plus, being a Rheem Pro partner meant they start with good equipment. In Greater Atlanta, be it residential or commercial, when your heating, air, or plumbing needs servicing, repair, or a simple checkup, think of Snellville Heating and Air. They're just good folks and perform a good service. Snellville Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Find them at snellair.com.
Have you ever been locked in a contract that you wanted to get out of but you couldn't? Or forced to tolerate unfriendly staff, poor service, price increases hidden in the small print? This is Vince Raya, president of EMC Security. For 20 years now, we've operated with no contract for our customers. We're committed to earn your business every day. Giving our customers freedom doesn't scare us because we know our service is excellent. Call me at EMC Security or visit emcsecurity.com to learn more.
This is a rerun, boys and girls. Don't bother to call. There's no one here to answer. Besides, Gail and I aren't here. We're off playing. Just listen and enjoy.
Honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Master Sergeant Vito Bortoldo, France, January 1945. As the Germans approached the town, Bortoldo set up his gun in the street there to remain for almost 12 hours, driving back attacks while in full view of the Germans. Moving back to his position, he strapped his machine gun to a table and covered the main approach to the building by firing through the window, remaining steadfast even in the face of tanks only 75 yards away. One shell blasted him across the room, but he returned to the weapon, further waiting for more Germans, and with a tank firing directly at him, they, thinking he was dead, he leaned out of the window and mowed down the entire group of 20. He voluntarily remained behind, covering the withdrawal of his comrades, and maintained there all night. In the morning, he broke up another heavy attack and caused a second wave of Germans to retreat. A tank less than 50 yards away fired at his stronghold, blowing up the room in which he was positioned and blowing up his machine gun also. Once again, he returned to the fight with only a rifle, and he single-handedly covered the withdrawal of the soldiers. Bortoldo withstood the attack of a vastly superior support alone for more than 48 hours without rest or relief, time after time, escaping death only by the slightest margin, but while killing at least 40 more Germans and wounding many more with his machine gun and rifle. He died in a battle in France a month later.
A month later? Man, I don't know how he lived through that.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, he gets really upset about reading these. You need to read this more.
I read it five times.
Well, it's okay.
I just can't help it. I put myself there.
Yeah.
Imagining. Okay. Nobody's calling right now. It's 43 after the hour. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. And I apologize for becoming emotional in reading those accounts for the Medal of Honor. But those guys are real heroes.
Yes, they are.
And up, that was up until right now, you probably never heard his name.
And that was another of the Greatest Generation,
oh,
too.
Man.
Yeah. And they're dying off rapidly.
You know, and I'm at our age, my age, I'm getting deeper into history. And I reviewed and watched, and I have been reading a great deal about, and this is connected to the Civil War. And our Republic, see, people don't remember, our Republican president, Lincoln. People think he was
Democrat.
A Democrat. No, he's a Republican. And it, if it, this is connected to back to this account. If it were not for Lincoln saving this country and maintaining the Union, had this country split into two and dissolved, we would be all speaking German worldwide.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough about politics.
Well, that's not really politics.
No,
that's
not
that's
really.
History.
Yeah, history.
And more history.
Yeah.
And we can stand and learn more history.
Especially the millennial generation.
They don't know.
They should be required subject matter. Every year of high school and college, you should be required to take and pass history courses about the greatest country on earth.
Yep, I agree with that.
This one.
And why? What? I don't understand why they quit doing it.
And why? Tell your liberal professor to go pound sand. Capitalism is the number one most productive, life-saving economic system on earth.
I thought you weren't going to get political.
Nothing. No economic system on earth has ever lifted as many people out of poverty than capitalism. Socialism doesn't work. Ever. Neither has communism. Your hero in communism never had a job. Okay.
You aren't supposed to talk about
politics. I'm not supposed to talk politics.
You said you wouldn't.
I won't do it again.
Not until next time.
Well, not until I have a next opportunity.
Yeah. There you go. Good idea.
Yeah. Get me out of this.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm having to re-up here just for a moment. And, well, all right. Let's see. Let's go to, is it Rick and Roswell?
That's right, O'Neill. Rick and Roswell.
Hey, Rick and Roswell. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to make two quick comments regarding your reading of the Medal of Honor recipient. My first comment is that I know that many times, I listen to your show every week, I know
Thank
many
you.
Times you're moved to tears as you read it. And I just want to say that there's no need to feel ashamed of that, because when you're moved to tears reading it, we're moved to tears right with you. And I bet that most of your audience is affected by the same way you are, so you're not alone in that regard.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. The other comment is, so I'm a tutor. I'm used to teaching people, and I'm sensitive to how presentations are done. And I have a suggestion for your presentation. At the very beginning, you mentioned the person's name, their rank, where it happened, and the month and year. And I actually take notes when you do that.
Okay.
And what I would suggest is at the very end of your reading, you repeat that information again. His name, his rank, where it happened, the month, and the year.
Good idea.
I think it's worth it to us to remember. Let's see, who was that who said, and where did that happen, and when did it happen? If you repeat it at the end, then we'll have that.
Good. Excellent. I thank you for the very kind comments and the suggestion, and I will certainly do that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I love your show. It's a really great show.
Well, thank you.
And I think that the Medal of Honor recipient reading really honors the program as well.
Thank you. Well, I've had several people who would like to sponsor that.
But how about that?
I'm resistant to having that sponsored.
Yeah, I'll never do that.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I think I can understand why you would feel that way. I can understand that. I think that's good that you're thinking that way.
Good deal. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
You bet. Thank you very, very much for the call.
That's a nice idea because sometimes
idea.
You maybe somebody tunes in late and they hear the body of it. They don't get the introduction. So
yeah, that's true. That's a good idea.
A very, very constructive.
The next time I've already got one written up, but I'll change the way
Add
I close that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything on Facebook right now, darling?
Just people telling you don't ever apologize for being sensitive and sincere. And
well, always think I can get through it. I read it over and over and over again.
Somebody loves your don't tell them to go pound sand. David Fig. You get emotional.
Well, I can see what's happening.
Mm.
And it's a real shame.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're of an age where we have a family who lost their lives over there.
Yeah.
In that particular war we just talked about. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of friends who lost their lives in Vietnam.
Yeah. All right. I'm one more comment. Ready?
Don't get political on
no,
me.
No, it's just recognition.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking at the camera now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the Nazi Party's name was? What were the Nazis? They were the Nationalist Socialist Party.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind when you're watching television and you're listening to the news and to the socialist policies that we appear to be headed for in the next election. The Nazis were socialist. The most evil, up until 9/11, the most evil-minded nation and population on Earth in modern history. Okay, enough. 50 after the hour. Now let's talk to, what would you suggest here, Corey? Line number... Okay, Mike. Okay, Mike. Sorry to get off politically there, but there we go. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, O'Neill. I got a couple quick questions, and then I'm going to leave you alone.
Okay.
When do you think the press are going to be on the bed in Georgia?
Just all right. You're breaking up. I'm sorry. But ask the question again, please. I'm sorry.
When will the bath go on bed in Georgia?
When the water temperature gets to be 64 degrees, they will head for the bank. Now, the first ones to head for the bank at 64 degrees surface temperature, well, that's wrong. At 64 degrees 3 feet down, at 64 degrees, the males will head for the bank first. The smaller ones will head for the banks first. When it gets to be 68 or thereabout, the females will follow them, and they're the ones that lay the eggs in the bed after the males scoop out the bed with their tails.
All right.
That's your water temp. Now, a great deal has to do with whether it's clear water or dirty water, because dirty water warms up faster. It collects the heat of the sun faster than clear water does.
Gotcha.
But that's 68 degrees. When it gets to be 70 or 72, then you can catch a pot full of brim.
Oh, yeah. I know they go by the moon, too. They've had more than one, right?
Right.
All right, I'm going to St. Augustine in a couple of weeks. What is the good, what's in season on Northeast Coastal Florida coming up in a couple of weeks?
Well, I think you're talking about the level of fishing activity in North Florida. Man, it's already started. They're way ahead of us by almost a month.
I know, even on the saltwater.
I'm not able to quote the temperatures necessary for saltwater because virtually every time I go saltwater fishing, I have a guide. So I'm just pure guessing on that. It like most anything else, it's spring and fall. But one of the things that has a great deal to do with that is the wind direction. So I tell you what, call in a couple of weeks and let's talk further. Right now, I've got to get out of here for a break. Hey, have a good weekend here.
Bye.
Thank you,
buddy.
Thanks for calling, my friend. I appreciate it. There we go. And I'll drop that call, and then we'll take a break. This is O'Neill.
Come to Shane Company for a gift that's easy to love. Hi, I'm Tom Shane.
And I'm Alicia, our lead designer. Jewelry essentials are classic pieces that every woman should own. They make perfect gifts because she can wear them with anything. At Shane Company, we have all the essentials. Diamond studs, diamond hoop earrings, diamond pendants, tennis bracelets, and statement rings with diamonds, sapphires, and rubies. My team is always redesigning the basics to make them anything but basic. They still look classic, but our unique details make them beautiful from every angle, far more special than the plain styles sold everywhere else.
Come in and see our excellent craftsmanship. You can feel how substantial each piece is because we make all of our jewelry to last a lifetime.
Ladies, treat yourself or put these essentials on your wish list. You deserve something beautiful that you can wear forever.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
As president of EMC Security, I talk to customers all the time who switched to EMC Security because of our $16.95 rate. Many of them were surprised by the excellent service they received for that price. Hey, I'm Vince Raya. Immediate alarm response, innovative features like our free text alert, and always a friendly local staff. This is why people call us. Don't let our low price fool you. We are dedicated to quality and excellence in everything we do, and we work hard every day to keep our costs low. If you're paying more than $16.95, call or visit emcsecurity.com and see if we can save you money, too.
Do you have a good knife, a pocket knife, a folder, hunting, maybe a work knife? Your old hunting buddy O'Neill has three, and they are all Zach Brown's Southern Grind knives, and they're the best I've ever used. Southern Grind blades hold their edge, are styled for special needs, and will last and last. These are good knives. Listen to me now. Zach Brown's Southern Grind knives are made in America, assembled by hand with great care, and demonstrate a passion for quality. You'll notice it the very first time you hold one in your hand. I did. This is the American manufacturing tradition that built this great country. You're going to love this. Many of Zach Brown's Southern Grind knife blades are made with reused sawmill blades. You think they're tough? You bet they are. The result is an ever-growing line of products that all knife enthusiasts will proudly own, and each is approved by Zach Brown himself. Look for the best, Zach Brown's Southern Grind knives, at retailers everywhere.
WSB's traffic team has another way to warn you about red alert problems during your commute. WSB Triple Team Traffic Alerts on your phone.
Plug in where you're trying to go, and you can put your phone aside, and it'll alert you when there's somewhere in the area that you're going that has some traffic issues.
Open it for automatic audio alerts and for a one-touch dial to the WSB Traffic Center. Another WSB advantage. You commute in Atlanta's traffic.
You need another wave of hands-free warning from the trusted WSB traffic team.
Open WSB Triple Team Traffic Alerts in your phone before you drive to work and home. Automatic
audio
alerts for your route. Powered by Brightbox Electrical. Unshockingly good electricians. Depend on it.
This is a rerun, boys and girls. Don't bother to call. There's no one here to answer. Besides, Gail and I aren't here. We're off playing. Just listen and enjoy.
I've been climbing my way through the sky, searching for answers that I'll never find. Losing my breath as I fall, learning to fly.
Okay, we have time for one more call on O'Neill Outside this morning. Thank you all for joining us. Let's talk to Ben. I believe he's calling from Dallas. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you?
Lovely.
Love your show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Just gonna revert back to a call you had earlier from a gentleman talking about just in relation to giving regards to the, you know, year and date and people dying. I'm 36 years old. My uncle was killed in Vietnam. I never met him. He volunteered three times.
Oh boy.
In his third term in Vietnam, he was actually struck by lightning, and that's how he perished in action in the middle of a battle. 7 years ago, at the traveling wall of Vietnam, I was there, and I was just scratching off his name just because I like to do to give to my father. And a gentleman approached me and asked me why I was scratching off a particular name. Long story short, we ended up establishing a connection that he was in a platoon with my uncle.
Oh.
And he was brought to tears about it because he said he'd been fighting for years about how to be able to establish contact with people that had perished and or families, you know, of people that had been in his platoon. And I gotta say that, like, what he said earlier and what you said, like, it is so valuable because, I mean, my uncle is a man I never even met, but he holds true to our family more than you would ever know. And when I met this man and I introduced him to my family eventually a couple months later, it was a huge, huge thing. And
I bet.
And also in regards to just, you know, you getting emotional and you getting whatever about, you know, these Medal of Honor people and these wonderful gentlemen, my God, please continue that. And also, please continue, connections with other families, because it is more valuable than you will ever know.
Thank you for the call. I really do appreciate it very, very much.
I appreciate you, and I love your show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to call. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside.
Emily is a volunteer with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery program.
It involves volunteering your time to go pick up a cancer patient for treatment.
Maria drives cancer patients to appointments too.
Can't imagine getting the news that you have cancer and then having to struggle to figure out how you're going to get to treatment. I mean, that's a double whammy right there.
It's a great way to turn a little of your spare time into something truly meaningful.
It's not a sad thing at all. Like some people say, oh, that's so sad, you're taking people to cancer treatment. No, that's a very positive thing. Number one, that they have treatment to go to, and number two, that I'm able to drive them. So there's no negative to it whatsoever.
Get in the driver's seat to the fight against cancer.
They say to me so many times, I don't know how I would have gotten to all of these treatments without you.
It's just really rewarding.
This is Scott Slate. You could help save a life by being a volunteer driver. Call your American Cancer Society at 1-800-227-2345 or visit cancer.org.
The Washington News reporter you trust is on WSBRadio.com. And now, Jamie Dupree back on the radio.
Jamie Dupree 2.0 via the magic of voice synthesis.
It's the same old Jamie Dupree, but with a little different voice. Jamie Dupree 2.0.
On News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it. Depend on Jamie Dupree.
WSB's Jamie Dupree in D.C.
Jamie Dupree is the most connected man in Washington.
There's a new way for you to get Jamie Dupree's behind-the-scenes insight on politics every day. Subscribe to the free WSB Jamie Dupree Washington Insider email. No strings attached. Just get in-depth information from Jamie every weekday morning. Sign up at WSBRadio.com.
WSBB-FM Doraville, a Cox Media Group station.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.